Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahuwah Radio, is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Covenant to Exile, Biblical and Scholarly Journey of the true Israelites, Israel, the Israelites from central location in the east, out in the west, north and south. But you know one thing they got to get before the turn of Yahuwah the sun, they have to be in the east, but best to be in the west until Yahuwah call you in. So if you're not where you're supposed to be at, now, in fact, we take a look at that. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good statement right there. I want to take a look at that. If you're not where you're supposed to be at, that's why it's so important for you get in where you fit in on this broadcast, because if you don't know who you are and where you're supposed to be at a time appointed, the man going to do you some damage. And we're going to read that after we see who come on the broadcast, take number 46, we'll read a little bit of that. How about that? So we see the young lion. He ready to come and hide on that microphone a little bit. And that's a great thing. So we're going to see him be bringing in right away and get something going on tape number 46. So when you meet and the day's date is the 5th month, May 13th, 2024, 5th month. No broadcast tomorrow, which is Tuesday, unless you want to catch it on Pal Talk, and you catch a recorded broadcast on Pal Talk. But right now, we are live. So we're going to bring a young line in by saying, Brother Titus Israel, one of the up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1. Hey, Brother Titus Israel, Yahuwah bless you there, see right?
Yahuwah bless you there, see you. Israel, oh, see right? Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Sound pretty good to me, hey. Brother Titus, it sounds pretty good to me. So we might as well get something going on. No need of wasting time. Let's go and get at what we got to get at. How about taking a peep at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on with Luke 12 there, young man. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "But the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
Say that again, but I don't know. Right now, your microphone was breaking up there, young man. Try that again. I didn't hear nothing on Luke 12:12. So try it again, young man. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I didn't hear nothing. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "But the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
Well, I see now WCC. Well, it said WCC. Well, one of the big dignitaries. I can't hear the young lion like I want to hear him, but I do hear him, but not like I want to hear him. So, young lion, I don't hear you like I want to hear you. I can't say I don't hear you, but I do hear you, but not like I want to hear you.
Right.
So we just bear witness. We just roll what we got to work with. Now, I made a statement just a minute ago, young line. What did I just say? I said something, and it got past me. So let me see if you recall what I just said, because I can take a look at. So let me see if you tied into the lesson. So I did say something, young man. So what did I just say a minute ago?
If you're not being the land where you're supposed to be at, then this man gonna Aluyakwa.
Okay. Well, let's show you that we gonna have to be what we're supposed to be at, because in the book of Jubilees, the blessing of Noah, it was told about the blessing of Noah. And let's see what it says about the blessing of Noah on page 48. Let's see what it says in 48. Chapter, page 48, chapter 9, on page 48 of 14 and 15. What did the Almighty send his angels tell Noah that we can read on page 48? Up above it says, Noah's blessing. Let's find out what is Noah's blessing in chapter 9 of Jubilee, verse 14. And 15. What does it say there, young lion? Come on.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. Noah's blessing. Verse 14. "And thus the sons of Noah divided into their sons in the presence of Noah, their father. And he bind them all by an oath, imprecating a curse of everyone that sought to seize the fortune which had not fallen to him by his life." Verse 15. "And they all said, so be it, so be it, for themselves and their sons, forever, throughout their generations, to the day of judgment, of which Yahweh should judge them with a sword and with fire, for all the unclean wickedness of their errors, wherewith they have filled the earth with sin and uncleanness and fornication and sin."
Mm-hmm. So he let you know that if you up in any land the Almighty have not given your forefathers, and if you don't know who are your forefathers, and you just been, a good religion Christian, and don't know your forefathers, but you have to know who you are from, because you have to be in a specific place when turning up Yahuwah the Son. Matter of fact, in the book of Hosea chapter 10 there, young lion, in Hosea chapter 10, it tells us something that where we going to be at. It tells us something on where we're going to be at in Hosea chapter 10. It makes it plain statement that where we're going to be at in Hosea chapter 10. But I'm kind of struggling there, young line. Tells us where we, some of us, going to be at. So now you won't have to see it out. It makes a statement in the book of Hosea exactly, if you want to pinpoint the children of Israel, they're going to be in, you know, well, I'm not sure it's in the 10th chapter, but I know it's, they talked about some point there, young man. You going to help those see out about where the children of Israel are supposed to be at in the book of Hosea? What you got? You got something for me there, young lion? Come on. What you got for me? Don't give me no dead time on airways. You got to
wrap
this down your
teeth. Yeah, you probably
Yeah, it's about the table at the date. Okay. So
Daniel 2:16.
Give me a Daniel 2:16.
Yeah, Daniel 2:16.
Yeah, what do it say? What do it say, young man? What do Daniel 2:16 say?
The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 16. Then Daniel went in, and desired of the king, what he would give them time, and that he would show the king the interpretation.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing we're saying. You give us time, we'll come back with it later. But it's already written in the Bible, told by the angel to the truth with this mental spirit, exactly where the children of Israel are going in these days right here. So we'll come back with that understanding a little bit later. That's what we do. We'll come back with that understanding a little bit later about where the children of Israel are going to be. So we're going to come back.
Yeah, see you there. See it, Israel, you there? See it, Israel. You there? Yeah, see Israel, you there? I see Israel.
Now, young lion, we asked a question. One thing we do know, I'm getting hit on every side by the big dignitaries right now.
Oh.
So we said something, young line, but that got past me too. What I just got through saying.
We trying to find that hit about the because you told me the Hosea 10, and we got the table at the Daniel 2:16.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, young man. Let me see if I make some kind of adjustment.
I'm having a hard time. Now, see,
Oh, say it again, that young line. I'm having a hard time to hear you.
I know he's trying to find that what children Israel, where they gonna be at when we have to go to Hosea 10
young line. Young line.
And Yahweh bless you there. See her. Israel. Of Seed Royce. Hallelujah. And Yahweh bless you there. See her. Israel. Of Seed Royce. Hallelujah.
All right. I'm hearing you, but I can say again, I'm being hit on every side with all these memos coming in. The amount of memos coming in, young line. So, what did I just say? Did you hear me? I just said something, young line. What did I just say?
First, with the Jubilee chapter 9, about you not be found in your land. You read Jubilee chapter 9, verse 14 to 15. Then we went to Hosea, the 10th chapter, so you could find that verse. So we couldn't find it there. Then we had to table that to Daniel 2:16 to come up with the precept. And from there.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. So we know the children of Israel got to be in the land. But one thing we do know with the precept on it in Isaiah 13. What it says in Isaiah 13 then, young man? Isaiah 13?
Well, Yahweh.
Isaiah chapter 13. Let me see what I want. Pick your verse 11 down to verse 14. Isaiah chapter 11. Make it 13, verse 11 down to verse 14. Let's see if we get some out of that. Isaiah 13, 11 down to 14. Come on.
The book of Isaiah the seer, chapter 13, verse 11 to verse 14. Isaiah the seer, chapter 13, verse 11. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their sin. And I will call to every seat of the proud to seek and will lay low the hardness of the terrible. Verse 12. And I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than a golden wedge of Ophir. Verse 13. Therefore I will shake the heaven and the earth. She will move out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. Verse 14. And there shall be as a chasing rope and as a sheep that no man take it up. And then shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land.
Uh-huh. So a day is coming that every man, when he starts punishing the world for stuff they have did in this world, young lion, he said every man gonna flee to his own country. So that's why we have to know, it's very important to find out who you are as a people. And to find out who you are, you got to be a Job chapter 8, verse 8. Hey, young line, what is it saying Job chapter 8, verse 8?
Go to the book of Job and see it, chapter 8, verse 8. The book of Job. Chapter 8, verse 8 reads, Job chapter 8, verse 8. For it's quiet, I pray you of the former age, and prepare yourself to the search of their fathers.
Oh, so you got to know, you have to know who your fathers is, and that's one of the greatest mysteries. See, to know what land you're from, you got to know who your father is. See, whatever your father is, that's what you is. So that's the key right there. So the search got to be made for your father.
And if that's the case, in 32 verse 7 of Deuteronomy there, young lion, what we got to do in Deuteronomy 32 verse 7? So what we got to do in Deuteronomy 32 verse 7?
Regards to the fifth book of the law of the heavenly tablet, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
So you see what we got to do? We got to search for our fathers. And what they said, well, I don't, my father is no longer here. Then what about your elders? Then you got to find out from your elders on what you got to know. There's no need you looking past the stars, moon, and sky. You got to go and ask your elders what is the next move to make. So you see that? So that's why this ministry, we got to come now. Because a lot of people think that you can get past the elders and get a word across. Yeah, you can get a word across, but it ain't gonna be properly because you gotta get it from your elders. So that's, and the elders' job is to get you the teacher. Read that verse again so we can be clear that now you see he's gonna come and punish the world. We clear he's gonna punish the world now. And everybody must go to their own land, or at least have a mindset on what land they're waiting on the proper transportation to get there. So what we have to do until that time come is do what? In verse 32, verse 7, what we do right now, elder, I mean, young lion, what do we do right now? 32, verse number 7. What we do? What we do, young lion, come out.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7 reads, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
So you see what we have to do? See, before we start dropping down on them knees and start telling Almighty One, he don't gave you instructions exactly what you're supposed to do. He just don't gave you instructions. The first thing you got to do is find out where your elders at, and you ask your elders the question on what to be done. That's a game changer right there. So now in Leviticus 23, now make it 19 there, young lion. We go on to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1, 2, and 3. Then 14 down to verse 18. So you see, now you see what the record is, because a lot of people thinking that I'm just going to fall on my knees and start calling on the Mighty One. He said, yeah, but why are you calling me? Well, I'm telling you what to do. Go to your elders, and they will tell you where you at in your time to come. Leviticus 19, 1, 2, 3, 14 through 18, what it say? Young lion, come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 1, 2, and 3. Get down verse 14 to 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak of all the congregation of the children of Israel, the Israelites, and said to them, ye should be righteous. For I, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, am righteous. Verse 3. Ye should fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 14. You should not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear Yahuwah. I am Yahuwah. Verse 15. You should do no unrighteousness in justice. You should not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness should you judge your neighbor. Verse 16, you should not go up and down as a talebearer among your people, neither should you stand against the blood of your neighbor. I am Yahweh. Verse 17, you should not hate your brother in your mind. You should anyway rebuke your neighbor, nor suffer sin upon him or her. Verse 18, you should not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you should love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're getting the rules and regulations. If you want Yahweh to intervene with you, you got to love your neighbor, and you know your neighbor is your people, the children of Israel.
Yahweh.
That is your neighbor. You got to love your neighbor. Your neighbor is the people that look just like you. That's where it starts at. You understand? When you're in the tight, go find your elder. And your elder will tell you what you need to do on the timeline that you have. Find the elder. 26th chapter of the same book of Leviticus. And look at 1 down to verse 13. So now we're clear what we got to do. If we get in the tight and we need a question to be answered, according to 32 verse 7 of Deuteronomy, what do we do again there, young lion? What do we do if we're in a tight and we need a question? Do we start calling on the mighty one? What do the Bible tell us to do in 32 verse 7 again in Deuteronomy? What are we supposed to do there, young lion?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7 reads, remember the days of old, the sin of the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Excellent. So if you don't have a father, well, my father passed on. Okay, good. If you got any kind of questions about what Yahweh is going to do, according to 32 verse 7, for the national audience, over 900,000 strong, young lion, supposed to do, if they got any questions about what they need to know, do they fall on their knees to a call on the Almighty? According to 32, verse 7, what do the Bible say they're supposed to do, young lion? Come on.
All right, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old, the sin of the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Mm-hmm. So, to enlighten the national audience, young lion, now you read the verse twice. If anybody come before you, what they supposed to do if something they don't understand, what they're supposed to do according to 32 verse 7. Now break it down. You read it twice. What is the step they're supposed to take? What is the 1-2 punch they're supposed to take first before they get on their knees and start calling on the mighty one? According to that verse, what is the 1-2 punch they're supposed to do? Come on. Talk, young lion.
All right. The first two punch. If they have anything they wanted to ask, they got to ask their father first. And then the elders will tell you what you need to know.
Excellent.
But if you, hallelujah,
excellent, young man. The first thing you do, you ask your father. Well, you say, well, I ain't got my father. My father's no longer here. Then what about your elders? Oh, yeah, my elder. Okay, that's where you go to.
Hallelujah.
And the elder will be in position to point you towards the teachers, or he'll answer himself. So that's what you do. 69. Read, you do that, and that'll keep you. And the signs, if you follow these rules and regulations, let me show you what'll happen if you follow what we just said. Okay. I got a problem. I don't understand you. The first step you do, you ask your father. Well, I don't have a father. My father is dead and gone. Okay. Step two, find the elders. The elders will either answer the question for you or point you toward a... So that is the 1-2 punch. So if you got that in writing, on the international side, over 900,000 strong, if you got a question, if you got a problem, you don't understand, ask your fathers, according to 32 verse 7. If you don't have no father, okay, but I don't have no father, then ask the elder what a class you attend. Find the elder and ask the elder, and they will take it from there. So that's the 1-2 punch right there. So we got to know the 1-2 punch to get an answer. All right, we see Mother E coming to the broadcast. She's coming on, see me bring Mother E in. And see if Mother E, or we know she's ready to holler in that microphone all the time because she's ready to go, no doubt about it. So we can meet one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, tribe of Yahdab Judah. Yahweh get you, I see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. So now, Mother, if any of the young women come to you, and you sitting there, they got a problem. Well, certain things I don't understand. Now we just gave a 1-2 punch, Mother. So Mother, is you clear what is the 1-2 punch is, Mother? If somebody come to you and say, well, Mother, something I just don't understand. I'm kind of confounded and confused. Now, what is the 1-2 punch, Mother, according to Deuteronomy 32, verse 7? So you clear exactly the number one thing we're supposed to do is Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Now, go ahead and read it, Mother. Then expound on it so we can be clear, because we know we're going to be on the clock one day. And somebody's going to come to you, Mother, and say, well, I don't understand this. Can you break this down for me? Okay, good. But the first steps will be taken is Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Read it, Mother, and then it's found to the national audience that I understand exactly what's going on. Read it. 32, verse 7, Deuteronomy. Come on, Mother.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee.
All right. So, Mother, what is the 1-2 punch? When somebody, when it's going to happen, they're going to come to you and they're going to be confused about something. What do we supposed to do first, Mother? According to Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, what do we do first, Mother? Come on. Break it down for the national audience.
Okay. First thing I would say, you got to remember the days of old. You got to go back and remember what they did in old. And then, it said, ask the father, and he will show thee thy elders, and they will tell thee.
So which way would you point them to, Mother? Which way would you point to first? Which way would you point a young lady or a young man? Which way would you point them according to 32, verse 7? They come to you, ask you a question, and which way would you point them at first, according to verse 32, verse 7? What would you do, Mother?
Okay.
According to verse 32, verse 7.
First thing you return them to ask the father.
Okay.
And then the elder asked the father, he will show thee the elder, and they will tell thee.
So we are that. Go we clear. That's
Are you there, Sierra Israel?
I'm here, but I don't know where Sierra went.
Yeah, it probably, I had a big thing the terrorist party got on. Yep. All right, then. To the seer, come back on. All right. Are we clear? We read Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. You're in the tight. So, Mother Eve, you're in a tight. Now, Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, so you're clear. First thing, you ask your fathers. And then, after that, that's the first punch. The two punches, then ask your elders. And then what they tell you, if the elders, then the elders will direct you to the teachers. Either spound it or direct you to the teachers, to one of the teachers. So that's what you need to know according to Yahuwah's word. So we clear about that in Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. So we know the verse 1-2 punch. The word 2 punch. At that, okay. All right. All right. So, Red, let me see.
I don't hear nothing myself. All I hear is the big dignitaries in my ear. I didn't hear nothing. Young Lion, did you hear what Mother E read Psalm 22, 2 down to verse 5? I didn't hear nothing. What did you hear?
No. No, you had to read Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. That was the last verse. The other half of the spout on the...
Well, I'll tell you what, Mother, I didn't hear nothing. I mean, because the big dignitaries, they jumped all in my ear, so I didn't really hear nothing. And when you don't hear nothing, you can't really say nothing because I didn't hear nothing. So, Mother, if you don't mind, go back over that again, Mother. 22, verse 2 down to verse 5.
32.
No, 22. 22. Verse 2 down to verse 5. I didn't hear nothing because the big dignitaries, they dropped some questions on me, and they muted my microphone, so I didn't hear nothing. Well, you know, like I said, like they say, it's their radio station, so we know nothing to do about it.
You want me to go back to 22, Deuteronomy 22?
No, no. Come back to Psalms 22, 2 down to verse 5. I'm getting hit on every side, so I'm not really hearing nothing. So, young lion, you got to be my ears right now. I'm not really hearing anything right now.
Yahuwah.
Psalm 22, 2 to 5.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
ma'am.
Book of Psalms, chapter 22, verses 2 to 5. Verse 2. O my Yahuwah, I cry in the daytime, but thus hears not, and in the night season, and am not silent. Verse 3. But thou art righteous, O thou that inhabit the praise of Israel. Verse 4. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thus did deliver them. Verse 5. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confined.
That was a big verse there. That was a big verse there, mother. Now, what we want to do, see, we have to edify this, mother. See, we have to know exactly, although we just got to do some powerful reading. Now, let's see, can we tie all this in? We try to tie all this in now, mother. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to tie all this in. Now, what have we learned so far? This is what we have learned so far. We read the book of Job, Issachar's boys, which called the Mexicans today. And they said in 8 verse 8, ask thy fathers, oh, matter of fact, let's read that again, young line. Let's see if we can get this 1-2-3 punch up. Because once we understand this 1-2-3 punch, we're going to be more than all right. Because we read that if you have to flee to your own country when Yahuwah dropped his whooping down, if you don't know where to go, you're going to be running around not knowing what address you're supposed to, because you didn't follow the 1-2-3 steps. Now, step one is Job 8, verse 8. Let's let step one again there, young line. Step one is Job 8, verse 8. What does it say?
The book of Job is here, chapter 8, verse 8. For inquire, I pray you, of the former age, and prepare yourself to the search of their fathers.
Okay. Okay. And what did Issachar boy get that from? Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18. Where did that come from? From Issachar. Where did that information come from according to Numbers 1, 16 through 18? What did it say? Y'all lying?
God, hallelujah, Yahuwah. The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 16 to 18. The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 16. These were the renown of the congregation of Israel, princes of the tribe of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. Verse 17. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their name. Verse 18. And they assembled all the congregation of Israel together on the first day of the second month. And they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their father, according to the numbers of the names from 20 years old and upward by their poll.
Okay, good. So now look what we're learning, Mother E, because we know these things are going to happen, so we got to understand one thing. The reason why Job says in 8 verse 8, ask thy fathers, because he understands that the heavenly tablets tell us to make sure you always explain to your offspring who you are. What tribe you from, where you're a member from, you gotta make sure they know when the time appointed. Then they gave us the steps to take. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, it said, ask thy fathers, and he will tell you. But then you said, well, my father don't know what he needs to know, or my father has deceased. Okay, good. Then the ministry you in, you ask the elder. Then the elder, according to 33 verse 7, will direct you to either answering the question or giving it to the teachers or give it back to another mother to just break that down to you. So there go your 1-2 punch. Now, the reason why you want to have the 1-2 punch available for you, because it will help you to not to be what, Mother? Now come back to Psalms 22, 2:9 to verse 5. Now read that again, Mother, because it's very important for we have to have this on our little cue cards. Now, if we follow the steps that we just got through hearing, Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18, 1. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, 2. Job chapter 8, verse 8, 3. We got these steps down. Look what it do for you if you got 1, 2, 3 out the way. Now come back again, Mother, because the big dignitary said we want to hear it now, sir. We ain't gonna mute your ears no more for a little while. So we want to hear this. Now, Mother, in 22 of Psalms, 2:9 to verse 5, let's see what happens. Back to Psalms. Now, remember, here go an angel, the messenger of Yahweh, the truth, is coming to David. And listen what he say in 22.
Two, two,
five.
Hello.
All right. Yeah, that's Psalms 22, verse 2 down to verse 5. Again, mm-hmm. Mother E.
Oh, my Yahweh, from 22, verse 2 to 5. Oh, my Yahweh, I cry in the day. Time, but thus is not, and in the night season, and am not silent. Verse 3, but thou art righteous, O thou that inhabit the praise of Israel, our father mm-hmm. trusted in thee. They trusted and thus did deliver them. Verse 5, they cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confined.
Ain't that something?
Mm.
That's nice, Mother. So now, Mother, now here it goes. When you trust in Yahweh, what sign on the face you would not have? If you follow the step, that 1-2-3 punch, that means you trust in Yahweh. What would be the sign you have on your face according to the last line in verse 5? What would be the sign on your face, the last line in verse 5? Now, make it plain, Mother, for the national article. Now, we're doing some edifying. So what we'll look for, if we know, if anybody come to us and they don't follow the three steps, what sign will we not see on their face? According to your last line in verse 5.
Concern. Okay.
Take your time, Mother.
Okay. They trusted in thee and were not confounded.
Confounded. They was not confounded, Mother. They was not confounded. When you follow the steps of the Bible, the last thing you will be is confounded, Mother. When you understand that Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18 is step 1. Step 2 is Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Ask your father, and he would tell you, well, I don't have no father. Then ask the elders, and they would show you. Then that responsibility is on the elders to either answer the question or pass it on to the teachers or pass it on to another mother that can break it down. Meaning, the person that asked the question, if they follow the procedures, the last thing they will be is what, Mother? According to verse number 5, they will not be what?
Confounded.
You will not be confounded. If you follow the rules of the Bible, according to the angel, you will not be confounded on anything in the Bible if you follow the 1-2-3 punch. That is the key. But if you confuse and confound it, it's because you didn't follow the 1-2 punch. What we'll do, we'll get on our knees and start calling on him. No. You follow the 1-2-3 punch first. And then watch how you get relief and the signs of you being relieved. If you believe it, you will not be what, Mother?
Confounded.
Excellent. So there it is up there, Mother. So we got to write this down. You got to write that down. That's the only way we'll be able to help others. We have to make sure we ourselves is not confounded, because we know exactly what to do if ourselves don't understand a question or somebody come to you don't understand a question. And let's follow the blueprint first. And let's see what everybody be on the same page. That's it right there, Mother. So there's it there, Mother. You got it. 1-2-3 punch. That's it. That's how you do. All right, young lion, we're going to come back to Leviticus 26. Now let's get that 1-13 in. So now once we understand, that is what we got to do. Because one day, every man and his family better be where they're supposed to be at in the early part of the lesson. When Yahweh come and punish the earth, you must be where you're supposed to be at. And now, if you don't know where you're supposed to be at, you go through the first three steps. You go to Numbers chapter 1, 16 through 18. You go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. You go to Job 8, verse 8. You make sure you went through that avenue first. Then you'll know exactly what he's saying in this book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 14. Read again, that young lion. Read, listen real carefully. To understand this, you got to make sure you're taking the proper steps first. Isaiah 13, verse 14 and 15. What's that, young lion?
The book of Isaiah, is here, chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 14. And it shall be as a chaste robe and as a sheet that no man take it up, They should, every man turn to his own people and flee everyone that's his own land. Verse 15. Everyone that is found should be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto death shall fall by the sword.
See that? So now if we don't understand what we just got through him, then what is the steps? First of all, you got to know who you are, and you got to search for your fathers. If your father ain't got the answer, you take it to the elders. And the elder responsibility to turn the light on. Either the elder will answer the question, or you'll punch it toward a teacher that knows the answer. And once you receive the proper steps, what is going to happen to you, one more time, mother, in 22 verse 5. This is a sign that you're going to be looking for after they've done the proper steps. The sign you're going to be looking for will be Psalm 22, verse 5. What did it say, that, mother?
The book of Psalms, chapter 22, verse 5. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confined.
You see that? They cried to Yahuwah. Then Yahuwah pointed them to. He told the angel, get on down there and straighten that seer out. That seer said, come over here, let me straighten you out. And you told them teachers, come over here, let me straighten y'all out. So when people bring the question, if you follow the protocol of the Bible, you will not be confounded in the faith. You will not be confounded. You would not be confused, for Yahuwah said, the angel said, you would not be confused if you follow the rules and the regulations that we just got through reading on take 46. Now, all that understanding. Now, let's go to Young Lion. With that understanding, let's go to Leviticus 26, 1 down to verse 13. Now, listen good. Come on, that Young Lion. Leviticus 26, 1 down to verse 13. Come on.
All right, we read the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 1 to 13. The book of Leviticus, of the heavenly tablets, chapter 26, verse 1. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither should you set up any image of stone in your land, to bow down unto it, for I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 2. You should keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple. I am Yahuwah. Verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, my laws, and do them. Verse 4. Then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Verse 5, and your threshing shall reach unto the visits, and the visits shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall sow, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. Verse 6, and I will give you, and I will give peace in land, in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. Verse 7. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Verse 8. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Verse 9.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Read that verse again, Young Lion. Now that's a big verse you read. If we follow the blueprint, that's a big verse you read, Young Lion. Read that verse again. And Mother E, have me the 60th chapter of Isaiah, verse 22, waiting on me. Isaiah 60, verse 22. Had that. Wait a minute. Read that one verse again, young line. That verse you just got to read. Read your verse again. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 8. And 5 of you should chase 100, and 100 of you should put 10,000 to flight, and your enemy shall fall before you by the sword.
Okay. Now your enemy is going to fall by the sword. But what you got to do for this to happen for you, back to Leviticus 26, 1, 2, and 3. Now, this is not going to happen unless you reflect back to this. See, if you don't reflect back to have the understanding how five going to put so many to flight, you cannot do this unless you told them, submissive, and understand what was written in Leviticus 26, 1, 2, and 3. If you ain't got Leviticus 26, 1, 2, and 3 with an understanding in the head, verse number 8 don't work for you. 26, 1, 2, and 3. Read again, young line.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 1 through 3. Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 1. Ye shall make you no idols, no graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither should you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 2. Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple. I am Yahweh. Verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, my laws, and do them.
Verse 4.
Then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall give her increase, and the trees of the field shall give their fruits.
What he's saying? Now, if you ain't got, listen good, on the international side, if you is not applying Leviticus 26, 1, 2, 3, 4, if you're not doing it, so when the young lion read verse 8, this don't work for you. You got to make sure you mirror, reflect the 26th chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then this worked for you in verse 8. Verse 8.
And 5 of you should take 100, and 100 of you should put 10,000 to flight, and your enemy shall fall before you by the sword.
You see what he said? If you got 1, 2, 3, 4, not hearing it, but you doing it, Yahweh saying you will be in position to take 5 of you and run down everybody because you is keeping 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, what you would say in Titus chapter 1, verse 2, young man, listen to it. See, we trying to tie this thing in because we down on our knees. We're doing a lot of, you know, praying and trying to figure things out. Well, I'm showing you through the page of the book, this is what you do to make things right with your Yahweh. In Titus 1, verse 2, what it say, young man?
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. And hope of eternal life with Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So Yahweh ain't lying. He's telling you, if you want him to intervene and for you to stop being confused or getting your back beat all over the world, then you got to make sure you understand the reading of the word in Leviticus 23, 1 down to verse 4. If you got any problem with that, you go ask your elders, and they will break it down for you. And that'll take the confusion off of your face at the time appointed. There's right there. There is it right there right now.
Yahweh.
Now, mother, get ready to read the future. Because we know right now, we ain't following none of this. But watch what mother bring on the table in Isaiah 60, verse 22. What
does
it say there,
Mother? Marie, what does it say? The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. Isaiah Yahweh will... Isaiah Yahweh will hasten it in his time.
So what we got to be doing, Mother, he's going to hasten it. He's going to speed it up. But what sign are you looking for? What young lion is reading? And he's not going to hasten anything until we reflect what we just got through reading in Leviticus 26, 1 down to verse 4, then verse 8. If we ain't got this down pat, he just going to sit on the sideline and watch you. And that's why when you're confused, you go to your elders and they'll break it down to you how to remove confusion of faith on you. To be able to help others, you must understand, Yahweh is not going to intervene. Your time going to run out unless you got Leviticus 26, 1 down to verse 4. Now read 8 down to verse 13, young lion. Listen good. 8 down to verse 13. Listen good. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 8 down to verse 14. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 8. And 5 of you should chase 100, and 100 of you should put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Verse 9. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Verse 10. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old, because of the new. Verse 11. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. Verse 12. And I will walk among you, and will be your Yahweh, and ye shall be my people. Verse 13. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim, bondage, that you should not be their bondman. And I have broken the band of your yoke and made you go upright. Verse 14. But if you do not hearken.
Hold on, young. Hold, young lion. Ain't nobody tell you about no 14. I said 13. Come on. Don't get caught in the lesson, young lion. You got to make sure you're listening and you're prepared to do what you hear, or it can be prepared for you to help others. I said nothing about no 13. I'm 14. Now come back and read again what's going to happen in verse 11 and 12. Read 11 and 12 again there, young lion. And hold on, young lion. I'm not there to just read a bunch of stuff. I'm laying a point that needs to be listening, paying attention. Just don't be afraid to want to read up a bunch of things. I'm tying in spirit-led by understanding for those on the international side. It's not important about a lot of reading. We got to get answers. The peoples need answers. So just be listening carefully. Take a deep breath before you start reading to make sure you prepared. Because if I cut in on you, that spirit of Yahweh has cut in on me to tie something in. So come back and read. Take a deep breath before you just take off. And read verse 11 and 12 again. And Mother Eve, I'm going to meet you over here because he made a profound statement, and I need a precept on what he's talking about once we hear 11 and 12 again. I need to know exactly what you're saying and write, because the people need answers now. And the only way they're going to get answers is through the pages of this book. This book got all the answers you need. And if you know how to put it in order, you have nobody that's yourself or around you with a confusion of faith if you follow the instructions of Yahweh. Now, Mother E, have me a 37th chapter. Have me a 37th chapter of Ezekiel, verse number 1. I want 37, verse 1, then skip down to 26, down to verse 28. That's what I want, Mother. I want 37, verse 1 of Ezekiel, then skip down to 26 through 28. Now, come on back, young lion. Let's see if we tie this in. Because through the precepts, that's when we get to understanding. Through the precepts. Now, what does it say in verse 11 and 12? Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 11, verse 12. Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 11. And I will say, my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. Verse 12. And I will walk among you and be your Yahweh, and ye shall be my people.
Now that big talk with him. Now that's big talk. Now see, Mother, now what we got to do behind that big talk with him, I tell you what he going to do. If you got him right, now we know what he going to do if we got him right. So now, if he said what he going to do, but you got to make sure you understand what you're supposed to be doing. Now, if you understand what you're supposed to be doing, and you're not confounded, because he said you're not going to be confounded, give me Hebrews 6:18, that young lion. Hebrews 6:18. Here's the point. Hold on, young man. Here's the point. If somebody was driving you somewhere, and you are the passenger, and there's a storm out there, and you take a look at him, if he look like he's handling things, but if he look like he's shaky jake, you say, hey, driver, you all right up there? Because you don't look like you kind of confused up there. See, a leader cannot be confused. A leader got to know. He cannot be confused. If you're going to be a leader to help others, you cannot be confounded and you cannot be confused. See? So when I look at the driver that's driving the bus, and people like he's shaking Jake, I said, wait a minute, hey brother, you all right up there, brother? You lost or something. See? So that gonna make you nervous. So you gotta be in a ministry where when you got questions and they give you the questions answered biblically, it's supposed to take the confusion out of you if you believe the process of the Bible. But if you don't believe the Bible, And you believe what somebody done told you, and when you hear in the Bible unfold, you're going to be confused, and every time you talk, you can confuse somebody else. Right? So you got to be on top of all these things. So you got to watch these things, because the main thing is leadership do not supposed to be confounded with the process of information that is passed on. If you confused and confounded, it's because you didn't take the proper step according to the Bible. And look what it says in Hebrews 6:18. Come on, y'all line.
Book of Hebrews. Book of Israelites, chapter 6, verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie, we might have a sure consolation who have fled for refuse to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
Yet we would not be confused, because when the young lion read the 13th chapter of Acts, when Yahweh come back down here, he going to punish the earth. He going to beat the back of those that's on the wrong side of the covenant. He going to beat your back if you're not where you're supposed to be at. If you're confused that you don't know where you're supposed to be at a time appointed to tell your offspring, then follow the steps of what the Bible tells you to do. Go ask your father. Oh, my father is not around. Go ask the elder. Oh, my elder is around. Then do that. Get off your knees talking to me when I've showed you the direction what you're supposed to do. So get off your knees, hollering to me. I'm telling you what you're supposed to do. Go find your father. Go find the elder. The elder either answer the question or send you to a teacher to get the answer. If you follow them steps, the last thing you will be confused, because Yahweh said you will not be confused if you follow the instructions. Okay. Follow the instructions. That's it. That's the ball game. He said, I'm going to put my tabernacle with you. With who? Now we got to find out with who. Come on, mother. In the 37th chapter, verse 1, 26 through 28. Let's see, can we unlock what he's saying in the Leviticus 26. He said, now if y'all do what I tell you to do, I'm going to put my tabernacle, my sanctuary, or my temple among you. But who is the you? Precept your Bible, and we're going to find out. 37, verse 1, 26, down to verse 28. Take your time, mother, eat and deliver. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 1, 26 to 28. Verse 1, the hand of the Yahweh was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Yahweh, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Verse 26. Turn the page. Verse 26. Moreover, I will make a covenant. Let's see. I got to turn to the next page. 37. Okay. 26. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them, temple, in the midst of them, forever. Verse 27, my temple also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. 28. And the nations shall know that I, the Yahweh, do sanctify Israel when my temple shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
Now, we edify the national audience. Now come on back to 26, young lion, and look at what it says in verse number 11. Then let me see, can you raise the bar in Leviticus 26 by having what mother just read as a precept. Let's see how you will handle this verse right here in Leviticus 26, verse number 11. Read 26, verse 11 again there, young lion.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 11 reads, and I will set my temple among you, children of Israel, and my soul shall not abhor you.
Excellent. Now, if somebody say to you, I don't see no children of Israel in there. Now, listen good, mother. They'll say to you, well, I don't see no children of Israel in there. Where would you go to quieten the mouth on them? Where would you go to cry in the mouth? To cry in the mouth, where would you go? You go right back to Ezekiel 38, verse 27 and 28. See, this is how you cry the mouth. This is how you make everybody understand the driver that's driving this bus is very secure. Relax. We got you. So when he put in the temple among you, the children of Israel, the tabernacle, the congregation, whatever, when they say to you, I don't see no children of Israel in there, where would you go? You'll go, come on back, mother, and read 27, 28, or the 37th chapter. Then you'll see their face get so calm, and they'll relax. That confusion of face will be gone, huh? They'd be ready to receive the word of Yahuwah. That's up to you to be able to raise the bar. That's how we'll help our peoples. Now, to precept that 26, verse 11, you go right over to read verse 27, 28, mother. Come on, mother. What did it say again? 27, 28.
Ezekiel. Chapter 37, verse 27 and 28. Ezekiel chapter 37. My tabernacle, my temple, also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Yahuwah, and they shall be my people. 28. And the nations shall know that I, the Yahuwah, do sanctify Israel when my temple shall be in the midst of them forever.
So now, so who's the damn mother? So when Yahuwah set his temple on earth, where is he going to set his temple at on earth, mother? According to what we just got to read. Where is the temple going to be set up, mother, on earth at? Among what people?
Israel.
The children of Israel. Now that's nice.
Yahuwah.
Now mother, imagine if you were sitting around a bunch of young ladies and older ladies, elder women, and they see that. Then you look at their face, and their face will get very happy. Because you just showed them something that when it's out with him, when he come down to punish this earth, when everybody get their punishment, everybody where they supposed to be at, his temple, his sanctuary, will be in the midst of one people. And by name, they call it what, mother? The children of Israel. And that's supposed to make everybody get happy. So you see why it's so important for us to know this. So we're not going to know this thing unless we follow the order. Then Yahuwah gonna give it to you. But when we jump and try to go come up another way, that gonna make us what, mothers in St. John 10:1. Now if we don't follow these instructions, get what they're gonna make us. We're gonna be confused in the face, we're gonna be confounded, and according to his own mouth, we're gonna be a what? In St. John 10:1. What we gonna be, mother?
Okay, let me get there. The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 1. St. John, chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the doors into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
See that, Mother? So, Mother, if we don't follow the rules and the regulations according to the scriptures, in the eyes of Yahweh, what do we become, Mother, if we don't follow the rules and regulations? According to 10:1, what do we become in his eyes?
If 10:1 says a thief and a robber.
You hear that, Mother? You hear that, Mother? You see, in his eyes, because we'll try to get on our knees and call on him, he tell you first to get your answer, do this first. Then if they don't have the answer for you, then he going to start beating they back and want to know, well, what's your problem? Why you can't help? Why you can't help my people? You got to get my people ready for this whooping. So what are you doing? You ain't got my people ready. When they came to you for answers, you ain't got no answers. Then what your problem is? Then Yahweh start beating leadership back. If the people come honestly to hear something and you can't get them right, then Yahweh gonna say, what's your problem? He'll start beating leadership back. But the first step we're supposed to follow is what we just heard. Now we do that, we in business. Now I'm going to show you some good stuff. Now, we won't become a thief and a robber because Yahweh will turn his back on you if you're not able to give them the Bible answers if they don't went through the proper steps. Now, and Deuteronomy's mother, because somebody got to know. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, mother, and young lion had me Deuteronomy 26 with the precept 15 down to verse 19. Now listen to what he got written, mother. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. See, we got to sit with our peoples and tell them what this Bible is saying. It'd be just like you pouring water off into a flower bed and watch that flower start to sprout up. That's what we got to do right now. We're in a timeline. We got to make the people sprout up. All they're going to sprout up, they must understand this word. And we got to give them this word with the right spirit, and we got to remember, if it's raining, thundering on every side, and we are the driver, we can tell the people that's in the passenger seat, don't worry, we got this. Y'all just can relax. I'm going to take you through this storm. But we see the driver all shaking, jumping up and down, we nervous. So that's when you know you're in the right ministry, when they give you a Bible answer on your question. When you get the Bible answered according to the scripture, take that and roll with it. It will remove a confusion of faith look, and you will not be confounded if you just believe the scripture. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6, mother, what did it say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6, reads, but thou art a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. The Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see that? So the people he's talking about, mother, they not equal to anybody. The people he's talking about, he's telling them now, through the leadership, your position is to be what, mother? Above all peoples. your position, once you know who you are according to this Bible, your mindset is supposed to be not a consumer, but a builder. Because Yahweh say, if you follow my rules and regulations, you're going to be what, mother? Above all peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Above all peoples. Our people need to know that, and they will stop killing one another. Our people need to know this, and they'll stop robbing one another. Our people need to know this, when we walk down the street, we'll turn our head another direction because somebody look like us. Every other nation, when they see somebody look like them, they start talking immediately, get happy, see something. When we see our own people, we turn our head. That spirit got to be broken.
We are quiet.
As a person, you put your head down, you turn your eyes, and this is your brother. This is your sister that let you know they've been swallowed up in this world, and we got to break that mother. We got to make our people look at us that look just like them and get happy. How you do that? Through the scripture. Tell the people their responsibility and what they're supposed to do and to be doing. You show them you're supposed to be above everybody, every race of people. Now here goes your precept about a young lion in 26, verse 15 down to verse 19. Listen good. Deuteronomy 26, 15 verse to 19. Take a deep breath, young lion, and take off. Come on.
All right, the fifth book of the law, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 15 down to verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15. Look down from your righteous habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel, the Israelites, and the land which you have given up as you swear unto our father, a land that flowed with milk and honey. Verse 16. This day, Yahweh has commanded you to do these statutes and judgments, and you should therefore keep and do them with all your mind and with all your soul. Verse 17. You have to vow, Yahweh, this day to be your Yahweh and to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes and his commandments, his laws, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. Verse 18.
Hear that? Go ahead.
Verse 18. And Yahweh had avouched you this day to be his special people as he had promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, his laws. Verse 19. And to make you high above all nations which he had made in praise and in name and in honor, and that you may be a righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, see Israel?
Be right. You're not confounded. You understand what the Bible's saying, because you, the first thing to understand is this word, you got to be a 2 Ezra 14:34. The only way you can be able to help anybody, you must remember what the angel told the seer that he got to be. A 14:34. What did it say that young lion? 2 Ezra 14:34. So this is how this thing works. To help other peoples that you come in contact with, this is the first step you got to understand of 14:34, 2 Ezra, what it say?
Read the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 34. 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 34.
Therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, ye shall be kept alive, and after death you shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm. You got to forget all the stuff that you have been taught and put all that stuff to the side and just go with the order of the Bible and watch the calmness will come in you. The calmness will come in once you follow the directions. If you follow the Bible directions, you will see another look on your face. As a matter of fact, you'll be what? What can we read? You'll be, hey, Mother E, what'll happen when we know you're working with something in 1 Samuel 10, verse 6? Let's see what we look for. That's the beginning of leadership. What do we look for, Mother? And 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. What are we looking for in 1 Samuel 10, verse 6?
Okay, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 6. 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 6, reads, and the seed of Yahweh will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man.
You hear that, Mother? You hear that, Mother? So once you follow the proper steps, what's going to happen to the individual when they follow the right step? What's going to happen, Mother, according to 10, verse 6? What's going to happen, Mother?
And you shall be turned into another man.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Now, what that supposed to mean? We precept our Bible, Mother, by going to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Let's see exactly according to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and 20. What that supposed to mean, we'll be turned into another man. What that supposed to mean? It's just like a person driving a car in a bus in a storm and the wind is up high. You peep at that bus driver up there. He said, hey, Mr. Bus Driver, you all right up there? He said, don't worry about leader driving to us. We got you. Right back. I've been here before. I've been in this storm before. And I'm going to get you out of there. I'm going to get you out of it in grand style. So you're right back and say, I like that bus driver. That's the kind of stuff we got to talk about, Mother. So once the Spirit is on you, you know the steps. You be changed to another man. And what will we see that we can read to watch you from the page of the book according to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and 20? What we looking for, Mother? Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 and verse 20. And I will give them one mind, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony mind out of their flesh and will give them a mind of flesh.
Verse 20.
That they may walk in my statutes and keep my order and do them, and they shall be my people. And I will be their Yahweh.
Ain't that plain, Mother? Now, you see that, Mother? You see how plain that is? To be another man, you got to do what again, Mother? But to do this, you got to do what in verse 20? 11:20. The only way this is going to work, you got to know what verse 20 is saying. What verse 20 say again, Mother?
That they may walk in my statutes and keep my order and do them, and they shall be my people.
And?
And and I will be their Yahweh.
Hey, mother, you don't get happy behind that. See, this is what we got to hear.
Yahweh.
This will get you happy, mother, to understand the signs of the time. All we got to do is keep his statutes the way he got written in his Bible. We'll be turned to another man. Then he says, then you should be my people. See, long as we got this stony mind, long we got confusion of faith and confounded, then it's not going to work for you. Yahweh, give us the blueprint on what we got to do to make it work. If you're confused about anything, follow the Bible steps and see how it works for you. First, do that first. So do your own understanding. Put that aside and just go with the Bible and watch the difference. Go 36th chapter, mother, same book. Ezekiel 36, just get a precept on that. See, we're telling you all the keys, because when they do come to you all over the world and sit down, you got to direct them the right direction. And they're going to be looking at you to see if you confused. If you confused, they say, wait a minute. I hope you ain't confused, because I'm looking for you to give me my answers. You got to make sure you the driver and help the peoples to get your blessing. But if you're confused, if you're all over the place, the peoples will never be comfortable. They don't know what to do. But this is where we come in at. We got to show them how to get prepared for the coming of Yahweh and what we got to be doing until he comes. And when he do come, we ain't worried about him being our back, because we understand through the order of the Bible. Now, mother, in Ezekiel 36, mother, let's see what he say he's going to do, mother. Exactly what he say he's going to do. We're looking at verse 24 down to verse 28. Ezekiel 36, verse 24 down to verse 28. Now, take your time, mother, because you own something. And WCC just saying, listen, see, we ain't going to cut you off behind that. You talking pretty good now. Okay, good. 36, verse 24 down to verse 28. See, this is what the world got to hear, but we got to be the one to tell it. We got to tell it according to this Bible. You ain't got to be worried about watching those 10 o'clock Peggy playing news. Understand the order of the Bible and just watch everybody from the page of this book and watch how you be. You will not have a confused look on your face. You won't be confounded. And you'll be healed, because we get your mind right, your body going to get right. If you get your mind to start eating the right food, your body going to be right, because your mind going to think better. That's what we're trying to do. See, we can save your life. We can get you on the right track, but you got to understand, you got to follow the rules and regulations after you hear it. Research it and go back in again and watch the strips are going to get better and better, better to you. Come on, mother, bring it out in 36, verse 24 down, verse 28. Where's that, mother?
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24 to 28. Verse 24. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and will bring you unto your own land. 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. 26. A new mind also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh, and I will give you a mind of flesh. 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. Verse 28. And you shall dwell in the land that I give to your father, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Yahweh.
Excellent, Mother. Now, Mother, read verse 24 again. So if I look for you, the people he's talking about, where would I look for you at, according to verse 24? Hey, Mother, if we look for the people he's talking about, where would I start looking at if I'm an investigator, detective agency? Where would I start looking for these people he's talking about, according to verse 24? Where would I start looking for them at?
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land.
You see that, Mother? So, Mother, where are these people supposed to be at? If I start looking for these peoples, where do I look for them at? The Bible just told us they in all countries. You can go anywhere and find us. See that, Mother?
Yeah,
you can go anywhere and find us. You can pick any country, and you find out, you find us. So we got a big job ahead of us. We got to get to all countries and remove that stony mind out of them. So that's how we reach them on the network. But sooner or later, physically, we got to be put in position to go and see them eyeball to eyeball. That's why we tell the national audience all around the world, support this ministry. So this ministry got a great job to do. We know children of Israel is in all nations. The way we got to reach them now.
You there, see Israel? You there, Buddy?
Yes, Yahqua.
Yahqua. Yeah, it's, yeah, they just ending on with the mic. And they've been playing on my mic a little bit as well. Are you there, C. Israel? Amen, Ezekiel 36, verse 24. Had to expound on that. Break that down. When Yahweh said that, you don't be it. So we got it in all countries.
Mm-hmm.
Where he scattered us at. So we right where we need to be at. We're in the Western world, Western land of Shem. Right where we need to be at. So we got to reach. So this word got to get out. This gospel got to go out all the world. Then we're going to activate the end. According to Matthew. You see what he says? Got to get all the world. And they'd be confused in that word world. Are you there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they on something tonight a little bit.
Yeah, they on something online. See, that's why we be talking with the six camps. To understand one thing, we must learn this information.
Hallelujah,
see, we got to learn this information, and we got to be able to apply. It's not the part of how many scriptures we put out. We got to wake our peoples up according to these scriptures. But we have to make sure we're not confounded or confused. We understand the signs of the time. You know, this just cut me off. They want to cut me off. And they release my microphone. They want to release my microphone. So, but understand one thing. That's why we come humble to show you that if you're looking for the children of Israel, as those that are going to be leaders, according to verse 24, what would we look for them at, according to verse 24? Mother, read that again, Mother. So if I'm going to look for the children of the book, the children of Israel, where would I look for them at, according to verse 24, Mother? What's the key two words there?
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24. For I will take you from among the nations, and would gather you out of all countries, and will bring you unto your own land.
Okay, see that, Mother? So, Mother, if we was looking for the children of Israel, where would we start at, Mother? Where do we start at? In any country, you can pick any country. According to Ezekiel, we're going to be in all countries. You see that, Mother? See, we're going to be, and can't nobody make that claim but the people that look like me and you. The people that look like me and you is the only one can make that claim. He said, I'm going to come gather you out of all countries. Now, we're going to piece up that. Hey, Mother, if we precept that, Mother, let's see who's going to do that. Now, we're going to Jeremiah. We're going to Jeremiah, Mother, 31. And we're looking at verse 1. Now, watch this, Mother. See, the game changer is when you precept your Bible on the subject matter that you own. You can imagine being a driver of a storm. And they see that you got everything taken care of, they'll relax. We got to be the driver of this word to get them to relax. We got to be able to talk with a great demeanor or relax. If you pay attention, we can get you there. What you getting ready to read, Mother? Jeremiah 31, verse 1. Watch this.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 1. At the same time, said the Yahweh, will I be the Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
Now you see that, Mother? So now we find out. Now read verse 2, Mother. Now, Mother, you're going to beat some back now, Mother. Hey, Mother E, now you get ready to beat your back now. Verse 2.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 2. Thus said the Yahweh, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. Even Israel, when I went to cause them to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, three.
What people want to do?
Breaking up.
Yeah, you're going in and out here. Yeah, verse 2. Jeremiah 31, verse 2. Yeah, Jeremiah 31, verse 2.
Okay, young man, I'm back, young man. Now, so do we understand that? Do we understand he's coming back looking for you?
Hallelujah.
So when he comes back, he's coming back looking for you. Is that understood, Mother?
Yes. Yes.
How about a hallelujah, Mother?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See? Now, imagine, Mother. Imagine you driving a big bus. A storm is on every side. But they see that you got things under control, the people's going to relax. So, Mother, we got to get this right. Because our people is all over the place. They disembobulated. They don't know who they are. They out of order everywhere. But we can help them, Mother. But we got to make sure we don't have no confound or confusion look on our face. We got to take them to verse number 10 and 11 and watch them get happy when you read verse 10 and 11. Verse 10, verse 11, or Jeremiah 31. Come on, Mother.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 10 and verse 11. Hear the words of the Yahuwah, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. Verse 11. For the Yahuwah has redeemed Israel and ransomed him from the hands of him that was stronger than he.
You hear that, Mother? So he came to attack him, Mother. See, that's the hope we tell our people. We know we're going to be in all nations. But we got to tell them that Yahuwah is coming to get us. And he's going to ransom us from him that was stronger than he. The one that holding us down, Mother. And what they're holding us down now by using propaganda. They're using propaganda telling you that you African-American, Negro, color, and Jew. That you, the only thing they got going for themselves, Mother, is propaganda. Once we break down that propaganda, then what it say, Mother, in the 24th chapter of Matthew's, what he say in verse 13 and 14? Now, once we break down all this propaganda, got you thinking you African-American, Negroes, and Christians, and Catholics. Once you get all that wickedness out your head, then what's going to happen that we can read in Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14? What does it say that, Mother E?
The book of Matthew. Chapter 24, verse 13 and verse 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then till the end come.
You hear that, Mother?
Oh,
that's why it's so important for this national audience to understand. Do the Bible. Follow this ministry. Support this ministry. Because this ministry got to reach all the children of Israel in all these different countries. And we got to
come over there with the proper face to show them this is how you got in trouble, this is how you get out of it. So we tell Amassan on you. We got an international line, 224-600-5579. Support this ministry. You know what Yahuwah's rules is. 10% goes to the ministry. When you do these things, Yahuwah will bless you more than one way. Matter of fact, he made it plain how he's going to bless you according to Sirach 35. Let's read within your line. Let's tell you what he means by it. Once you do what Yahuwah tells you to do, because this ministry right here got to get to every nation up under the sun to take care of his business. So we need your support to help us help you, because we can help you with this word. All we got to do is follow what the Bible tells us to do, and Yahuwah is going to intervene. They're going to case in point, 35 of Sirach, y'all lying. Pick at verse 1, let's read a little bit. 1 down to verse 11 and 16 through 18. 35,
1 through 11, 16 through 18, what does it say? All right, reading the book of Sirach. Let's see it, chapter 35, verse 1 down to verse 11. And skip down verse 16 to 18. Sirach, chapter 35, verse 1 reads, he that keepeth the law, bringeth offerings enough. He that taketh heed to the commandments, offering a peace offering. Verse 2, he that requited a good turn, offered fine flowers. He that giveth alms, money, sacrifice, praise. Verse 3, to depart from wickedness is a thing pleasing to Yahuwah, and to forsake unrighteousness is a perpetuation. Verse 4, you should not appear empty before Yahuwah. Verse 5, for all these things are to be done because of the commandments, the law. Verse 6, the offering of the righteous maketh the altar fat, and a sweet savor thereof before the Most High Yahuwah. Verse 7, the sacrifice of a just man is acceptable, and a memorial thereof should never be forgotten. Verse 8, verse 9, in all your gifts, show a cheerful conscience and dedicate your tithes, your offering, money with gladness. Verse 11, verse 10, give to the Most High Yahuwah according as he has enriched you, and as you have gotten, give with a cheerful eye. Verse 11, for Yahuwah recompense and will give you 7 times as much. Verse 16. He see that serving Yahuwah should be acceptable with faith, and his prayer shall reach unto the clouds. Verse 17. And the prayer of the humble pierce the cloud until it come near. It will not be comforted. It will not depart to the Most High Yahuwah to behold, to judge righteously, and execute judgment. Verse 18, for Yahuwah will not be slack, neither will the mighty Yahuwah be patient towards them, till he have smitten and suffered the loins of the unmerciful, and repay vengeance to the nation, till he have taken away the multitude of the proud, and broken the sepulcher of the unrighteousness.
So you see, Yahuwah letting you know he's going to do his part. All we got to do is our part. And that's why this message got to be taught to all where the children of Israel. We got to get there. We got to get there. But we got to be qualified to show our people
how you got in this condition and how to get out of it. But we got to make sure we understand how to make this Bible work for us, for Yahweh to intervene. So now, young Lion, and Isaiah talked about this thing, and he said something about something, and we're going to see if we can reach out his end. In Isaiah the seer, in 2 verse 1, let's read a little bit. Let's see exactly what he's saying in Isaiah 2 verse 1. See, we got to understand something teaching this Bible. We got to understand what is what's really saying and what's not saying. He told Isaiah to tell them exactly how this thing going to be. Now, once we put the proper words in place, this Bible going to open up to us properly. Look what it says in 2 verse 1. Now, watch verse 1. Let's take one verse at a time. And this is what we read earlier with the 1, 2, 3 steps. 1, 2, 3 steps. We all know. Look what it says in 2 verse 1. Isaiah 2, 1. One verse at a time, young lion. Come on.
The book Isaiah the seer, chapter 2. Verse 1, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, the son of Yadai Judah, son of the king, and Israel, Lord the king.
You see that?
Verse 2.
The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, concerning Judah, southern kingdom, and Israel, northern kingdom. In this case, okay? So here he is, the angel, the messenger that came down, he's dealing directly with Isaiah the seer. He's going to tell Isaiah exactly what he needs to know to have it right. Verse 2, one verse at a time, verse 2.
The book Isaiah the seer, chapter 2, verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last day, that the mountain of Yahweh's temple should be established on the top of the mountain, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it.
Yeah. Now let me say here, it's going to come to pass that the mountains of Yahweh's temple should be exalted at the top of the mountain. And it should be exalted above the hill. So you're not going to, when he come back and set up his temple, you're not going to vertically look at it. It's because you have to look up. When he come back and bring his temple will be exalted above the mountains. So we're not going to be able to look vertically straight ahead and see his temple. Isaiah was to tell the seers, tell the elders exactly where his temple going to be at. His temple going to be in a high mountain where you have to look up to come to his temple. You ain't going to look straight ahead. You have to look up. Is that what we're reading verse 2 there, young man?
Hallelujah.
And then he says, all nations shall flow unto this. Now, see, this is where we fall off the wagon at. What do you mean by all nations? See, this is where we fall off at the wagon, and this is where we found out that everybody get a shot in because we ain't able to take care of this when they drop this on us. You see that, Cyril? You see that, y'all? All nations. That means everybody. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There, Mother E, we're going to precept that and see what they're talking about. See? We're going to precept this all nation shall flow unto it. See, this is where we come in at, Mother. The precept. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28, 25, and 64, Mother. Hey, Mother E, we're going to Deuteronomy 28. Verse 25 to 4. Now we go and read what this means by all nations. It said all nations. That's what it said, mother. And that is, then that's where they're going to jump you at. All nations. That means everybody. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Then you tell them, hold on. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 and 64. Let's see, can I stand up with the book open? What did it say, mother? Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 and 20 and 64. What did it say, mother?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me keep this right. He said Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 and 64.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And you saying it right, mother. Let's get this right. See, if we don't get nothing else right in our lifetime, we got to get this right. You said it right, mother.
Hallelujah.
Let's get this right, mother. You said it absolutely true. Let's get this right. What is it in verse 25 and 64?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25. Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thus shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 64. Verse 64. And the Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And thou dost shall serve of the Yahweh, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now. You both be suspicious now. Now look at 32:26, mother. Same book. Deuteronomy 2:26. Remember, mother, this is why we got to bring this thing. If you and Yahweh to intervene, they got to look on your face and see a calm, collective spirit, like a big storm is going on, but you ready to take care of business. Now, you're going to precept that, mother, to 32:26 of Deuteronomy. And what does it say?
Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to see from among men.
You hear that, mother? You hear that, mother? So he says, I'm going to scatter them into corners. I'm going to make the remembrance of them to the feast among men. So we can find them in every corner, every country, but they ain't going to have a clue who they is, mother. Now, folks, we got a confused face. They already messed up. They in every country, and they confused. Now, folks, we go over there, and we confused. Now, if I'm confused, you confused, what can come out of that? Confused. See that, mother? Now, who going to be in every country? See, now, who going to be in every country? I'm going to scatter them. I'm going to make their name that I gave them. They never had a name in their head no more. And the name I gave them, Young Lion, gonna have it waiting on me, Numbers 22. No, 6, verse 22 to 20, 27, 28. Had it waiting on me, Young Lion. So you see that, mother?
Yeah,
that's why we have to learn this thing, mother. But they got to watch us like a storm. And they ask, mother, hey, mother, you driving that bus all right? Yeah, I got it. Right back. I got it. Was a storm out there, mother? I know it. I've been in the storm before. I got it. Right back and take it easy. See that? That's what they want to hear, mother. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. We got to learn this thing, but I feel it got to be right, mother.
And when I feel it right, it's just like somebody driving in a storm. You remember back in the days when old granddaddy was driving in a storm and granddad was howling. You was in the back seat and you said, "Granddaddy, you got it?" "Yeah, I got it. Grandbaby, I got it. Just drive back. I got it." That's what we got to do. That's how we got to roll. So what you getting ready to read, Mother?
You got me to read Deuteronomy 28.
What did I say? I thought I called a verse out. I didn't call nothing.
Deuteronomy 32.
I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it.